Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at the Center City District with Kelly McAllister, who is with the Center City District. And we are talking about Restaurant Week taking place January 13th through the 25th. And I understand you do this twice a year?
Yes, that's correct. Twice a year. We do it in the winter and then again in the fall in September.
So tell me about this year's Restaurant Week.
This year's super exciting. We have nearly 130 restaurants participating. So we're really, really excited. We have quite a few new participating restaurants. We have Bai Wai, Giuseppe and Sons, Mission Taqueria, Sedition, and Fat Salmon, which are all brand new to the program, as well as lots of favorites that are returning.
Tell me about how Center City District Restaurant Week has kind of evolved in Philadelphia food culture.
Oh my gosh, it's become quite a staple for everyone who lives in Center City, works in Center City, as well as the surrounding regions. People really get their reservations in early. It's become almost habitual. Restaurant Week is back and you have to go. You make your reservations, you get your crew together. You know, we've been seeing lots of people tagging in our event on Facebook that, you know, let's get our reservations. Where are we going this time around?
What can you learn through Restaurant Week?
There's so much to learn and to see, and it gives you a chance to go to brand new restaurants, unique places with an amazing atmosphere, and also explore different places that you haven't been in Center City. We have such an amazing food scene here in Philadelphia, and people are starting to come from further away to visit Center City and view Philadelphia as a food scene. So I think that Restaurant Week helps in getting people out and exploring new places that they haven't been to before. You know, we're not just the place for a cheesesteak or a Philly soft pretzel. There's well-known chefs in the area that have won Top Chef. So, you know, I think there's a lot more that people can learn about the food scene in Center City, Philadelphia.
So give us the rundown. What is Restaurant Week? How does it work?
So Restaurant Week actually isn't just a week. It runs for 13 days, Sunday through the following Friday. So this year is January 13th through the 25th, and it offers $20 three-course lunches at participating restaurants, as well as $35 three-course dinner options. And that's a minimum of three courses. A lot of restaurants offer many more courses.
Let's talk about this, because there was a time where people were saying, oh, Restaurant Week is a scam. But the one thing that I did notice is that all the years that I've been covering Restaurant Week, the prices haven't changed.
No, the prices haven't changed, and it's an extremely generous offering.
How do you make sure that people get their money's worth?
The value that the restaurants need to provide for $35 is pretty high. And, you know, we really do look into that and check and make sure that they meet that value, and also that their portions are staying the same, whether it's Restaurant Week or not.
So do they have to submit menus?
They submit menus to us. We research it and ensure that these are items that you can, in fact, get whether Restaurant Week is running or not.
So people want to know that they're getting a deal, that they're not getting the same price that they would when it's not Restaurant Week.
That's correct. Yeah. And in fact, they are getting, I mean, there's a savings of at least $20 for both dinner and lunch.
When did Restaurant Week start? How long has Restaurant Week been going on?
It started in 2003 with probably less than 20 participating restaurants at that time.
And now?
Now we have nearly 130 participating restaurants this time around.
And I understand that now, in the past couple of years, you've incorporated social.
We have. We are rapidly increasing our social presence. You can follow us at Phila Rest Week on both Instagram and Twitter. We've had well over 3,000 posts from our last restaurant week, and we're really pushing the hashtag CCDRW. You know, it's a great resource for people to find the participants for Restaurant Week and what's on their menu. We also have a contest running online and in the restaurants during Restaurant Week. So if you visit the website ccdrestaurantweek.com, you can enter to win 52 Restaurant Week gift cards for you. So it's basically dinner for a year. And on top of that, TD Bank is also offering $500 for a shopping spree, a Visa gift card.
So what do you have to do? What's the contest?
All you have to do is sign up, your name, address, email address.
You don't have to post a picture of food.
No. The contest is on our website.
Is it like a raffle?
Yeah, it's a raffle. We randomly draw a winner at the end of Restaurant Week in the middle of February.
Now, you used to have some contests or promotions where people had to post about their food. Are you still doing any of that?
We do encourage people to post their, you know, food shots and use the hashtag CCDRW, and we will repost that. This Restaurant Week, we aren't doing a contest around those posts, but we do often share those.
You want to talk about the website? Because I understand people can book through the website.
Yeah, we use OpenTable for our reservations. If you go to ccdrestaurantweek.com, it's a great resource to find all of the participating restaurants, their menus, and book your reservations right through there, as well as find our contest and enter through there, and we select a winner at random. We also offer a list of participating parking lots and garages that offer parking for $9 or less. All you have to do is when you visit the restaurant, they'll provide you with the voucher and you bring it back to the participating garage.
So I guess this is a way to get people into the city that hate getting parking tickets.
Exactly. We definitely encourage driving and parking, and hopefully the parking for $9 or less offers a great resource for people who are driving into the city. But in addition to that, we have partnered with Lyft, who is also offering a $10 off for first-time riders with the code RW2019. So any first-time riders with Lyft would get $10 off.
How has Restaurant Week evolved over the years?
I think it's become wildly successful. Everyone in the city has to go. They all book their reservations well in advance. A lot of the restaurants and popular restaurants have already been filling up. So I think people, when they see Restaurant Week is around the corner, they book their reservations right away.
It's kind of odd because it first started because it was a slow time for restaurants.
Exactly. I think we created it to drive business to restaurants when it was otherwise slow. And we've been seeing all of these restaurants return and participate year after year after year because it's just become one of the most successful weeks for their business.
Kelly McAllister is manager of retail marketing with the Center City District. Thank you so much. And where are you going to eat?
Thank you. I actually booked my reservation at Pinefish. I'm really excited to get together with a bunch of my friends who I haven't seen in a while to visit a unique place.
Any standouts? Any really, before we finish this interview, any recommendations that you think people should check out?
I think the most popular right now is Giuseppe and Sons, since it's a brand new restaurant for the city. A lot of people are booking their reservations and really excited about that one.
What are some of the most expensive ones? Because we want a deal.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the steakhouses are definitely popular choices because you get a really amazing deal there. There's R2L, Del Frisco's. Those are more of the high-end places that people often seek out.
All right, Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.